Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we jump right into another guest affiliated with the Portland Diamond Project. He is a product of Fort Vancouver. He played for the Houston Astros, Seattle Mariners, amongst other teams, including the Rockies, Reds, and Phillies. It's Brian Hunter from Fort Vancouver, and he joins us now. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
You know, I'm doing awesome down here. I mean, this is something that's really cool. And, you know, I was talking with Mike Barrett and Jen Burley of the Portland Diamond Project about, you know, your involvement in this. And you're a local guy, and you're new to coming on board with the Portland Diamond Project. But it's something that is, you know, it's personal from you because you are a guy from born in Portland. You went to Fort Vancouver, and you went straight to the big leagues. I mean, can you talk about what it's like growing up in this area and what it would mean to bring baseball and Major League Baseball to the Portland area?
Yes. This is a huge day, by the way. This is anytime we're talking about bringing baseball to Portland and just talking about the game of baseball, I love seeing and hearing. And for me, it's just a huge honor and pleasure to be part of, you know, a movement that's way bigger than just baseball. You know, the Portland Diamond Project, you know, they're really changing the community, and it's going to be a huge positive impact on our community. So I'm super excited to be part of it with these guys, with Craig and Mike, for sure.
Now, with growing up in the area, you know, your homecoming was going back in your season with the Seattle Mariners in 1999. And you have it's one of the great stat lines in baseball. You were kind of their stolen base king 2 years, 97 and 99, that year that you were in Seattle. You were the league leader in the American League in stolen bases. Tell us a little bit about the secret of the art of stealing a base, because it's not just pure speed. When you're a guy who's perfect at your craft doing that, what is the tell that Brian Hunter on the base path was looking for when he'd get a jump on a pitcher and know he's got one swiped?
That's a great question. Well, I was really fortunate. I definitely had the gift of speed, but by the time I got to the major leagues, I was by far not the fastest player in the league. There was crazy fast players like Deion Sanders, Vince Coleman, Ricky Henderson, Kenny Lofton. So the competition regarding base stealing was definitely at a high level. And so it was definitely, I felt great that accomplishing the fact of being able to beat those guys. But it was really from learning the tips from those guys. You know, I think every profession players get together and they talk about, you know, their craft. And so for me, I had Ricky Henderson and Vince Coleman, guys to kind of pick ideas from and get tips and advice from. And then I'd go out there and I would execute those same tips in the game. So it was just like a double-edged sword for me. It was just a great time where I was getting this information from these amazing base stealers, and then I'd go out there and steal bases and beat them in the league. So it was a great experience, no doubt.
Brian Hunter is our guest. He's a former Astro, which is near and dear to my heart growing up as an Astro fan, and Mariner. But, you know, one thing that I always chuckle at is, you know, you're known as a great base stealer. But one thing that people don't understand and they kind of forget about in being a great base stealer is you've got to get on base a lot to be a great base stealer. Is that a little frustrating at times where, you know, you guys like you and as you were saying, like Vince Coleman, Ricky Henderson, you can't be a great base stealer if you're never on base.
Yeah, and that's a pretty tough lead to get on base, I must admit. And playing through the era that we're all familiar with that I actually was able to play during, you know, the balls were definitely coming faster, players were faster, more powerful, and it was just a great time to be part of. So to be able to have a gift of speed, that was my way of staying in the game, and that was great to come to the ballpark every day with it.
Brian Hunter is our guest. He is from the area. He grew up in Vancouver, went to Fort Vancouver High School, where he was a star and ended up getting drafted into Major League Baseball. This is something when you were approached and joining up and kind of talking with Mike Barrett and Craig Cheek, as you said, with the Portland Diamond Project. You know, you look at a chance to give back to a community that you grew up in. You know, was there a draw to you with the Portland Diamond Project in joining this as to kind of that community aspect of not just Portland, but it's Vancouver, Southwest Washington that can really benefit from the team as well?
Oh, yes, for sure. So if you ever get a chance to hear Craig and Mike speak about the Portland Diamond Project and their passion and enthusiasm, that'll just get anybody excited, you know. And for me, it was kind of a no-brainer, you know. Having a Major League Baseball franchise in Portland, Oregon is just a no-brainer. And my question would be to the people who have the ability and the authority to, you know, help make this happen, I'd like to find out first if they've been to a Major League city where there is a Major League franchise. And if the answer would be yes, then they would see the positive impact financially and just as a whole, as a community, that it brings to a community. And if not, I would really recommend that people go to visit a community where there's a Major League Baseball franchise and just see the positive impact that it's having. So I just think it was a no-brainer for me to be able to jump on board with this. Being a local guy that played for the Mariners as well, my whole emphasis on life right now is to encourage youth, boys and girls, to play baseball and softball. So this just it just gives me another platform that I'm able to have a voice and try to encourage kids to play this great game of baseball, because it's definitely the best game, but it's the best sport out of all of them.
Brian Hunter is our guest, the pride of Fort Vancouver High School. He spent 10 years in Major League Baseball, and now he is what are we giving you for the title? The ambassador to Portland Diamond Project, as it's a guy who's trying to bring baseball back to Portland, as are all the former pros that went on and had success in Major League Baseball like Brian did. A lot of them are jumping on board to bring the Portland Diamond Project, Major League Baseball, right here to the Rose City. And thank you very much for the time, Brian. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem at all. And last, I want to mention, too, you mentioned earlier about the organization Friends of Baseball, and I just want to give a congratulations out to Nova newcomer and Ben Lancour. They're with that foundation, and they've been doing a great job, and I'm really proud to support that organization as well. So thank you guys for supporting baseball and having us on, Dusty.
Oh, that's awesome. Brian Hunter, former Astro, Mariner, Rocky, Philly, and Red, stolen base leader in the American League two times, in 97 with the Tigers and 1999 with the Seattle Mariners.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.